32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, and no Mark Wolf today. And it's because we've got an absolutely fantastic guest, someone who has really shot to prominence over the last year in running scenes. A fantastic runner before that, but a victory at Old Mutual Two Oceans, followed by a victory at Comrades, put Caroline Vosman on the map. Caroline, it was a big year for you in 2015, and probably a bigger year in 2016, because now you've got a hype to live up to.
Yeah, I think that 2015 was just an absolutely incredible year for me. All my dreams came true that year, and I've got a lot to live up to. 2016, obviously a lot more pressure with everybody looking at what I'm doing, but, you know, as long as I'm still enjoying it, I'm going to keep doing it.
And now last weekend you did Omdi Dam, Old Mutual Omdi Dam. You went and won that. You then went and did a 21K the next day at Sarens at about 4 minutes a K. So some quite a bit of running in one weekend, a few or 2 weeks out from Oceans.
Yeah, so we actually did the exact same thing last year with Omdi Dam, followed by the Tempo 21K run the next day. It definitely is a very mentally tough weekend, doing 50 kilometers and then running at faster than 4 minutes a K pace for a half marathon on tired legs. But I think that that's the mental toughness that you need to prepare you for Comrades, because it is a tough race.
Talking about mental toughness, we saw this past weekend as well in Japan, Jenna Challenor running a 2:37 marathon, her PB. She's a mom of three. You're a mom as well. Is there something in it?
Yeah, I think Jenna had an absolutely fantastic run, a great breakthrough for her in the marathon. And I'm so happy for her. And I also know that it is pretty tough to juggle things with the training and children and all of that. I do think that being a mother forces you to be a little bit more consistent in your routine. You need to make sure that you get your training in, because if you miss your session in the morning, there's no chance to make it up later on. So I think it definitely enforces a little bit more discipline, which might actually help.
Well, discipline, I'm quite impressed, because I battle with just being a dad, staying at home and trying to work around it. Caroline, from a nutritional point of view, of course, you joined the KPMG Running Club this year. Jen is also part of them, both of you with 32GI. Not looking at the race first, looking at everyday nutrition, how do you tend to maintain and watch what you eat?
So in general, I'm not too fussy about what I eat. I sort of let my body guide me as to what I'm craving, what kind of food I want. If I feel like steak, I'll have steak. If I feel like vegetables, I'll eat vegetables. Try to be healthy, though. Stay away from the junk food and all that. But I definitely think there are certain key things that I focus a lot on. And one of them is the recovery, in terms of my recovery drinks. So when I'm not training that hard, I make sure I have a recovery shake, a 32GI recover shake, chocolate flavor for me is my favorite, after my long runs and then my quality sessions. But when I'm training this hard, I actually have a recovery drink after every single run, because I just think that you need that extra boost, and it really does help me. And then in addition to that, I also try and make sure that for my quality sessions, I do use my 32GI Endure. A lot of people also like the 32GI Race, but the Endure works better for me, just to make sure that I stay strong on my quality sessions. So for example, in a if I'm doing a track session with track repeats, after every second or third repetition on the track, I'll make sure to just take a couple of sips of my 32GI Endure, just to keep my energy levels constant and make sure I get the most out of the session.
And looking at race day, how do you feel on race day? I mean, breakfast, obviously important. I know a lot of athletes can't run on breakfast, but as a professional, as a top-end elite, how do you start in the morning and also during the race?
So I think that this is really a personal preference thing. And for me, I'll usually actually have a small breakfast. I find if I eat too much, I just get to the start line feeling a little bit bloated. And I try and make sure that I get my nutrition in during the race as opposed to before the race. So before the race, I'll probably just have a banana or something small like that, which I know won't upset my stomach. And then during the race, I'll try and make sure that I drink my energy drinks throughout my 32GI Endure if I can get it. Otherwise, any other energy drinks that I can get en route. And in addition to that, for the endurance races, I find that having a banana, having a potato along the route really just helps to keep my energy levels high and constant.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that as well. Of course, lots of products out there from a nutritional point of view, but when you're out there for that long, you sometimes crave real food, something solid. That's important.
Yeah, definitely for me. The potatoes and the bananas I like. I think that you also need to experiment with what works for you, because once I decided to try a sandwich en route, and that really did not work for me. Having a Marmite sandwich was just not the right thing for me that day, but for some people it does work. So you have to experiment a little bit. What I also have found is, especially if it's a long race, so for me, not so much at Two Oceans, but during Comrades, definitely, I'll actually take a recovery drink during the race. So at about 60 kilometers, I'll have my recovery shake, and I find that that just also helps to settle the stomach and keep me feeling good, as opposed to just drinking the sweet energy drinks the whole way through.
Well, great point you made there is never to try anything new on race day. And I think a lot of people have made that mistake. They'll never make it again. But if you haven't, do not try anything new on race day when it comes to nutrition. Caroline, looking at this, of course, Two Oceans coming up, a big weekend, a lot of excitement, a fantastic race. Cape Town's going to be as packed as ever.
Yeah, you know what, I think that Two Oceans is just getting more and more prominence. It used to be seen almost as a training run leading up to Comrades, and now we can definitely see that it stands on its own 2 feet, and so many people going just to run the Two Oceans Ultra. So it really is an incredible race, an incredible vibe.
Caroline, lastly, I know KPMG, quite a few of you joining this year, Christine Carmer, another one who's like Jen, looking at getting to Rio 2016. A great club. They're supportive and they kind of let you carry on your own steam the way you were training, the way you are with your personal coach, and don't try force anything on you.
Yeah, I think that that is definitely one of the highlights of KPMG, is that they really value each athlete as an individual and as a person, and they try to promote and help that athlete as much as possible, but also allowing the athlete to develop themselves in terms of what works for them. So we have so many athletes that are trying out for things like the Olympics, and a lot of the juniors just still focusing on things like cross country, hoping to get to the world cross country champs, focusing on track. Obviously, we have Christine and Jenna trying to make it to the Rio Olympics. And then the ultra runners like me, who Olympics isn't really on my cards, but something like Comrades and Two Oceans are my races. So just nice to have such a wide variety of athletes as well.
It was a big past weekend. We saw Wade van Niekerk become the first runner to run a sub-10, a sub-20, 200, and then a sub-44, 400. Fantastic achievement by him. But you did your own trio, so congratulations on that. First person to hold Two Oceans, Comrades, and Om Didam. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. It's always great chatting to you, and best of luck for the rest, for Comrades and for Two Oceans.
Thank you so much. It was great chatting to you as well.
Well, thanks for joining us again on 32GI Sports Nutrition. We'll be back with another Action Pack podcast next Thursday. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active. Chat to you soon.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.